We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Peivav Amud Aleph, and we are starting Pehei Mebeis around approximately 7-8 lines from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanon. The first word on the line is Zika, at the end of that line, Tanu Rabbanon, that's where we're starting from. And yesterday's Gemara, we finished with the case of the Shaila of Yashon or Isha for the Ubar, and there the Shaila was, that's called Derech Imer, and the Shaila was, because since the Isha is expecting, so therefore she's bigger, she blocks more wind. So the Ubar is doing some kind of work, and Lamaisa, it's a Shaila in the Gemara, if that's called work, Gemara ends with a Teku. I'm going to go Vaita with the halachis of, if someone steals, we learned in the Pasuk, that if someone steals a nefesh mi Yisrael, v'is amarbo, he uses him a little bit and then sells him, he's chayiv misa. And it says in the Pasuk, ki yimotzei ish, tanu rabbanan, ki yimotzei ish, goyiv nefesh me'achiv. And with darshan, it means that a person, a man, stole someone and sold and then sold him. So it sounds like dafka meh. Ki yimotzei ish, goyiv nefesh me'achiv, ein li ela ish, shiganav. Isha Manayin, we only find the Ish that stole. Isha Manayin, how do you know what Isha that stole a, did kidnap someone that she is Chayiv? Tam Lema, a different Pasuk. V'goinev Ish u'machariv, Pasuk Parashas v'Shvatim. V'goinev Ish u'machariv, nimsa v'yadoi ma'yisumas. So v'goinev Ish, ainli elo Ish shaganav bein Isha v'nish. So now we have v'goinev Ish, means anyone who steals, right? That's a Isha. Now, so from these two Pasukim, we covered almost everything. A man should go to be an ish, isha of an ish, because the first pasuk says, gunim nefesh, right? For anyone. So a man that steals any nefesh is chayiv, ela ish should go to be an isha of an ish. Ve isha should go to ish. You also find the gunim ish is going on anyone who stole a person, a man, so you find that an isha was stole an ish. What about a isha stole an isha? You don't have a car for that yet. Isha shagam v'isha menayin tam loyma meis hagan avahu mekal mokam. We darshan learned those words, meis hagan avahu mekal mokam. Anytime someone steals another person, he is chayiv. Tanya idach, we have another braisa. It says like this. Ki motzi ish goyiv nefesh me'echav, the same pasuk, ki motzi ish goyiv nefesh me'echav me'bnei Yisrael. And we darshan like this. Echad goyiv is a ish, ve'echad goyiv is isha. Number one says goyiv nefesh, stayiv is still a man, stayiv is still a lady. Ve'echad ger, ve'echad ever meshukhur, ve'kot n'chayiv. You steal a ger, who's a regular Jew now, or you stole ever meshukhur, a freed ever also was a regular Jew, ve'koton, you're chayiv. Gomvoy v'loy mecharoy, if you stole a person, but you didn't sell him, or mecharoy, or you sold him by dying yeshter reshusoy, it's stolen your reshus. As Rashi learns, it means it's stolen reshus ha'nignav. He stole his own reshus, and you sold him already, you're potter. Now, the Ramban and Chumash learns that reshusa means that it's stolen the ganav's reshus. It didn't go into the lekach's reshus, then you're potter. That's what the Ramban and Chumash learns. So, gomav le mechari, mechari v'dayin yeshter reshusa, which Rashi means it's in the nignav's reshus, and according to the Ramban, it's in the ganav's reshus, not in the lekach's reshus, you're potter. Let's say you stole a person and you sold him to his own father or his own brother, his own relative. You stole chayiv. If you steal slaves, you're potter. We'll have to see what the makar for that is, but if you steal a slave, you're potter. That is not a brisa. Zokta Gemara Vaita, not a brisa on top of the Vavavim Aleph, that they said over this brisa that says that you're potter. That you're chayiv, this price just said that if you sell the guy to his family, you're still chayiv. So Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes. So the Tana said this price for Rav Sheshes. I'm only I showing you. I have a different price that says Rav Shimon Oimer May Achiv. He darshan words from words of May Echov. He darshan is actually you see enu Meshus Echov. You have to be Meshus Meshus Echov. You're not chayiv when you sell it to your family. V'atam et chayiv. Tell me you're chayiv. This Rav Shimon says you're potter. So the Gemara, Tani Potter, okay, we're going to change it. The law is, if you sell it, you sell him to his own family, Taka Potter. So Gemara asks, why do I have to change it? My Kusha, the Mahar Rav Shimon, this price is Rav Shimon, says Rav Shimon, and the price of was Rabbanon, Harabbanon, Marlis Taka Daita. The Amar Rav Yechanon, Stam Asnis Rameyer, Stam Mishnah Rameyer, Stam Tosefta is Rav Nechemya, Stam Safra, Safra is the Medrash on Parashas Vayikra, on Sefer Vayikra, Taurus Kahanim. Stam Safra, Rav Yehuda. Stam Sifrei is Rav Shimon. Sifrei is by Midmar and Mishnah Torah. So there is Rav Shimon. V'kula li Rav Akiva. They're all according to Rav Akiva because they were Tamidim Rav Akiva. But in any case, you see what? That the Medrash in Sefer Devarim, which is this Pasuk of Me'echav, is the Rav Shimon. So how can you say that the Brisa before, which is dashing the pasuk in Kiseitze, that's going not according to Rav Shimon. It's all according to Rav Shimon. Therefore, you have to answer the stira and say Tani, it's Pater. Zok the Gemara Vaita. It said in our Mishnah that a goynev es benoy. It said in our Mishnah that a machlekes. Someone steals his own son. Rabbi Shmuel says that you are chayiv, and Chama say a Pater. What's the biyah machlekes? My time with the Rabbanon. Why is he stole someone? Why a Pater? On my bayit, on my craw. It says, Kiyemotze ish goyim nefesh me'achop. You found it. Here, it's like in your house. It's easy to steal. It's not, it's that's motzui. And that Kiyemotze is pratlam motzui. You have to find it. Pratlam motzui, therefore you're not chayef for benoi according to the Rabbanon. Only a popular abai, el miato. It says in the pasuk, Kiyemotze ish sheichem isha. Bu'ulas baal. If someone is mezana and says, Lo sheyemotze over there, so you're going to tell me, that it's only if you have to find it. And the Gemara brings down what I mean to ask is like this. Going to bias plainly, there's certain bias. Rashi says he didn't want to say the name because it wasn't proper what they did. In their house, they had a few couples living in that house, same house. So even though there was no yichud, there's a few couples that they made sure not to have yichud, but that was not proper. And therefore, it was not proper. You don't want to say the name of the house. But you tell me in such a house, if someone's mezana, you're not going to be chayiv because it's matzui. So el miata ki matzui is sheichem isha bulas baal the ichayiv misa fesnos hachinami ki matzui prat la matzui going shal beis bais panishin rabayu hachinami the b'tiri. Tell me you're going to be potter there. So this is you're right. Ki matzui is not a drasha. So what is a drasha that was saying benoy is potter? The other pasuk says v'goinav isha mechara v'nimtza b'yadai. That nimtza v'yadai is coming lafuke motzi, and therefore the rabbanon hold you potter by stealing your son. Amar Rava will extend this p'tur. Hani mikri dardiki umastu rabbanon. These people teach children cheder rabbeim umasti rabbanon and mesifta rabbeim. I guess kimetzuyin b'yadami yopatiri. The halach is that's called metzuyin, and according to the rabbanon you potter because they're always around and it's easy to kidnap them. That's not called v'nimtza v'yadai, and talmidim, since they're always in the beis harav, so there the halacha is you won't be chayiv misa for stealing those children and selling them. So that is machlokes by goynev es benoy. Now we're going to go to the next last machlokes in the Mishnah of goynev mishechetzi eved and chetzi b'nei charim. We learned before that goynev es avodim is potter in the brayso. We didn't have a makar yet for it. And then we have machlokes in our Mishnah that if someone steals a chatzi eved, chatzi mecharim, half eved, half mecharim, it's machlokes v'chayev or not. What's the biyah machlokes? So let's see. Start with a Mishnah. Legabi boishes. Dan hasam. Rav Yehuda Eimer ein la avodim boishes. That if someone hurts eved and was a vayish eved, he's not chayev for boishes on the eved. My time. What's Rav Yehuda? My time. Rav Yehuda. Amar Kol. The pasuk says in the parasha of boishes. It says. Ki notzu anoshim yachtov ish ve'echov, v'karva eishes ha'echov lahatzos ishoh miyad makehu, v'shulcha yodav v'chzik mavushov. It says over there in the parasha that v'katzosah as kappa, you cut off her hand, and we learn out there it means mammon. You pay mammon, you have a gerashova, that it means mammon. So in the pasuk of Boishes it says ish ve'echov, and Rabbi Yehuda says a eved is not your brother. Mish yesh le achva, yotze eved she'en le achva. Why is the eved not considered your brother? So Rashi learns the reason is because he's not related to his brother. Because it's like I'm a doim lechamar. He's like a behemoth. He doesn't have relatives. Tosfos says that if he's a ger, shouldn't have dinbaishes either because he doesn't have brothers either. So Tosfos says it means something else. It means the children are not mesiachas after them. By a ger, your children mesiachas after you. By a eved, they're not mesiachas after you. Mesiachas after the wife. But that's how Tosfos learns. But in any case, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not called Achiv. There was no boishes by Eved. Rabbanon, he is called your brother. Achiv uva mitzvahs. It's Achiv mitzvahs. This is called your brother. So now that is by boishes. A machloik is by boishes if you're chayiv or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds in avodim chayiv. You're not chayiv by if you're embarrassed Eved. You're not chayiv boishes. Why? Because it's not considered your brother. And Rabbanon said it's considered your brother. And the shaila is when it comes here to our parasha of Geneva of kidnapping and selling. What's the where you chayiv chenek? What's the status of an eved and what's the meat? Rabbi Yehuda savar like this. It says in the pasuk by kidnapping. It says ki motzi ish goyim nefesh me echov me bnei Yisrael. So it's really two or three drashas. You're going to say me bnei Yisrael is another drasha. So it's me echov bnei Yisrael. What's me bnei Yisrael? So you have Me'echav, the Mem and Bnei Yisrael. Three drashas. So Rilu Savar, Me'echav Lafuke Avadim. Remember, Avadim Naksir brothers. That comes to exclude Avadim. Bnei Yisrael, Lemute, the next level. Mishi Chetzi Eved Chetzi V'Cherim. Half Eved, half V'Cherim. Mibnei Yisrael, Mibnei Yisrael, Lemute, Mishi Chetzi Eved Chetzi V'Cherim. And there's two miyutim in a row. Bava miyat acha miyat, ve miyat acha miyat ala rabbis. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter on an eved, but you're chayiv on a chetzi eved, chetzi mecharim. Why? Because ain't miyat acha miyat ala rabbis. But the Rabbanon hold, me'achiv, is not lafuke avadim. Me'achiv lafuke avadim le'anashulu. Why? The achiv of mitzvahs. He's considered as chayiv mitzvahs, because he's chayiv mitzvahs like a isha. She's called achiv of mitzvahs. We don't care about the yichus part. So then you have the Mibnei Yisrael and Mibnei Yisrael. So Mibnei Yisrael, Mibnei Yisrael,
What do they do with Mibnei?
I guess it's a good question. I didn't find that question anywhere. We had a question last night. Someone asked me the question. What do you do with Mibnei Yisrael? That's Pasha Pasha and the Pasha, I guess. You know, that's not extra, I guess. Bnei Yisrael, Mibnei Yisrael, Chad Muti Eved, V'chad Muti Mishachetz Eved, Chetz Becherem. One's coming to exclude Eved, the other one's coming to exclude Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Becherem. Now, That's what comes out. That's the Bi'ah Machlekes. Now I'm going to go further in the sugya. We have here the halacha. Someone steals the nefesh and then he sells the nefesh. He's chayiv misa. Now we know every time there's a chayiv misa, you need a azar, you need a warning. It means a lav in the Torah. Where is the lav for this? We have two parashas of Yumas, but we don't have a lav anywhere. So where's the lav? Zokhtamar azar legoni of nefesh b'nayin. Rabbi Yeshua Emer Meloy Signoid. It's from the Lav Loi Signoiv. It's from the Seres HaDibris. And Seres HaDibris says, Loi Sirtzach, Loi Sinaf, Loi Signoiv, Loi Sanabarecha Eid Shaker. So Loi Signoiv in the Seres HaDibris is going on this Issa to steal a Nefesh. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Mim Loi Yimkaru Mim Keres Eved. That the Mekaris, they now sell a person. But Loi Pligi, Marko Choshev Lav De Gneva, Marko Choshev Lav De Mechira. Which comes out that there's two Azaras for the one Chiyav Misa. In order to Chiyav Misa, you have to steal and sell. What's the lav? There's a lav lo signoiv, and for the mechira, there's a lav lo yimkru mim keres eved. So there's two lavin for one oinish, the oinish of misa. You have to have both lav in order to get the oinish. Tana Rabbanon, how you know lo signoiv in the Aseres Dibris is talking about stealing a nefesh, maybe it's talking about stealing money. Tana lo signoiv, we're going to nefesh, the kosm adabar. At the oimim, we're going to nefesh. You're saying you're talking about going to nefesh, or you're not going to mammon. Maybe it's talking about stealing money. Amrit, say lomad. Learn out from the one of the 13 Yogibul Midois of how to make a drasha. That you learn out, look around the parasha to be able to type up this word. We have a shayla. Is it talking about good of mammon or talking about good of a fascist? It's talking about you stole, kidnap someone or you stole money. So learn out what is the rest of the parasha about. It's talking about loy sirtzach, loy sinof, things that you chayiv misa for. And since those things are chayiv misa for, the loy signal also has to be chayiv misa. Which type of stealing are you chayiv misa? By going to nefashos, mekos da benefashos, afkam benefashos. The hero is talking about benefashos that you are stealing nefashos. Tani idach in the parashah k'doshim says loy signoivu, loy tignoivu, loy sichashu, loy shakrish by misa. So we're going to have mamon because of the abba. Then we're going to have mamon. In any other, we're going to have fashas. Maybe we're going to have fashas. Amris, save lamad, mishloish esre midas, a turn dress for him. Dova lamad minyanoi. But my cause of the abba, what's the inyan? What is the discussion in those psukim? My cause of the abba, my mamon. Afkan, he also, we're discussing mamon, and therefore we know the loy tegnoivu of the parasha of parashas shoiftim is referring to the din of mammon, stealing mammon, not stealing the nefashos.